We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Guarding Against False Doctrines. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. Now the Spirit explicitly says that in the later times some will desert the faith and occupy themselves with deceiving spirits and demonic teachings, influenced by the hypocrisy of liars whose consciences are seared. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Remy first heard a teaching that claimed God did not care about her conduct, but only about her faith, as though the two could be separated, she felt relieved. She had been struggling with some habits from her old life and thought this doctrine gave her license to continue in sin. But she soon realized the teaching was false. Because she wanted to maintain a clear conscience before God, she noticed that her fellowship with the Holy Spirit was broken whenever she indulged in those sins. Deep down, she knew her conscience was being violated. In the book of Jude, we are commanded to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. Jude 1:3. This faith, the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the most holy faith. It does not encourage unholy living, but calls us to holiness and righteousness. When we teach grace, it is not a license for sin, but the empowerment to live above it. Unfortunately, some twist the message of grace as an excuse for sinful living. But those who genuinely desire victory over sin will find true grace in Christ, the only power that enables us to overcome. A key way to distinguish false teaching from the truth is this. Genuine teaching of Christ empowers believers to live holy lives, while false doctrines downplay holiness and treat sin lightly. Go into today asking the Lord to keep you from false teachers and false doctrines. Pray for discernment through the Holy Spirit so that you will remain established in the truth of Christ. Prayer. Lord, give me discernment to recognize truth from error. Keep me from every false teacher and help me walk in the power of your grace. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Luke chapters 23 to 24. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.